look, at we've heard of other plans down through the years, so I'd much prefer to see it happening in practice rather than talk. So I'll be holding my breath on that one, because the fact is they've been vacant for 18 years. And before I brought the motion towards the council today, I actually had to double check the length of time. 18 years vacant, fallen into disrepair, in the middle of a housing crisis, in the centre of Sligo town. Absolute disgrace. So I suppose that the wider question was, they weren't paying derelict sites levy. And there's no, like, these should be open to compulsory purchase orders. Now, I understand that council staff in this regard are inundated with workload, and be it these matters can get legal. There's obviously staffing issues, but I believe that the housing needs are too great to continue to ignore these blights on our landscape. I think we need more staffing, and we need more teeth and powers to be given to this staff. In terms of our vacant properties, and I'm not just talking about the glass house now, great if this issue was solved, but you can look at High Street. It was once our most vibrant street in Sligo, and now it's in a sad state of disrepair and vacancy. So, you know, these are issues we really need to start looking at expediting our enforcement on.
The council has said today, though, that there is a process and that they're engaging in that process. Do you trust that process?
Yeah, I trust the process as it's set out, but we also heard that they were inundated and that there was staffing issues there. So I trust the process, but we need to put money and powers behind the people that are implementing the process to see the real results on the ground.